Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news for a very busy Wednesday. The Emmy nominations are in, and I do want to talk to you about ads on the show. You may have noticed more of them, but first let's do some news from the late night shows. In a recent interview with an Arkansas newspaper, Republican Senator Tom Cotton referred to slavery as a necessary evil upon which the Union was built. Seth Meyers said, a sitting U.S. senator said that, at least I think Tom Cotton is a senator. He looks like the Confederate Slender Man. Seth again, seriously, these guys just keep coming up with winners. I mean, what's next? Is Trump going to say something nice about an alleged sex trafficker and predator who was arrested by the FBI at a remote? Oh, yeah, all right. Trevor Noah was speaking about how a new school curriculum incorporates the New York Times 1619 project, which puts slavery at the center of the American story. So Trevor said, hold up. So Senator Cotton thinks that this curriculum is racially divisive. Really, this curriculum? Yo, you know what's really racially divisive? Slavery. Trevor again, this guy acts like racial division doesn't exist until slavery gets taught in school. Trevor again, and here's the thing, people are upset because when Cotton says that slavery was a necessary evil on which the Union was built, it sounds like he's defending slavery, all right? And that's not something a U.S. senator should do, even if his name is Cotton. I mean, how is he going to stay objective? I get it. And one more from Trevor. But if you dig deeper and you take Cotton at his word, all right, he believes that the United States could not have become the country that it is without slavery. Well, that's the same thing that the 1619 Project says. So why is he fighting them? You guys don't need to fight. You agree on the same thing. From the laugh button, those Dave Chappelle concerts continue to be interesting. Chris Rock shared on Instagram that he flew to Ohio to do a show with Chappelle. And at the end of the show, Rock and Chappelle joined together on stage to offer a bigger surprise. They FaceTime Jim Carrey. Chris Rock says he closed the show. It's unclear to the laugh button whether or not the phrase close the show means that Carrey did some stand-up or what happened. But a lot going on out there in Dave Chappelle land. Pretty cool. All right, from the Chicago Tribune, they wrote how years before Sebastian Maniscalco became super popular, nobody knew the name. That is, until Vince Vaughn introduced him to the world. Vaughn featured Sebastian in the 2006 film Wild West Comedy Shows, 30 Days and 30 Nights. I remember that. And it changed Maniscalco's life. Sebastian says he never forgot it. He said, I told myself that if I ever get in the position to get behind someone like that, I would do it. When you're good, good things are happening. And now good things are happening for local stand-up comedian Pat McGann. Sebastian says, Pat is funny and funny people need to be seen. You know how you like to share a good recipe or a good restaurant? I'm doing that for him. So Sebastian has produced the new special. It's called Sebastian Maniscalco Presents Pat McGann. When's Mom Gonna Be Home? It is now out. PopCulture.com spoke with McGann, who said once he met his wife, she pushed him out to seek open mic opportunities. He did well in his first 5 minutes, got really addicted, and worked his way to hosting at Zany's Comedy Club. He said, there was a stretch where I did 9 straight months hosting there, and I was meeting comics like Gilbert Gottfried, young Whitney Cummings, Sebastian. That's where I first met Sebastian. It was like being in comedy school. It kind of had like a road feel, but I wasn't working the road. I was home, so it was kind of good. The special was filmed at the Vic Theater in Chicago, a great theater. McGann said, I mean, I was like really fired up that night. I was laughing. The backstage, I was talking to a guy who opened for me, Jim Flanagan. He's a great friend. We do a podcast together. And he's like, really? Sebastian's doing bits? I didn't know I'd have to follow him the night of my special, but it was awesome. He did that. People were really excited to see him. I don't think they expected him to come out there and introduce me like that. And then he got very sincere before he brought me out. When he's introducing you, it's almost like a seal of approval. You feel pretty confident and ready to go. So check out Pat McGann, When's Mom Gonna Be Home? It is available now on the Comedy Dynamics Network. Love those guys. And you can find that on Comcast, Amazon Prime Video, Spectrum, Apple TV, and more. I had a bunch of other Chicago stuff to tell you about, but I'm running a little long here, so we'll save those for tomorrow. I want to talk about advertising. So in the last day or two, you may have noticed more ads on the show. So I've done a year of the pod. The pod's really starting to take off, and quite honestly, like to make a couple bucks. So I switched to a new hosting provider that has some monetization options. So I'm speaking to you about this because I don't want to bomb you with ads. So what I'm asking you, and thank you for listening, give me a couple days here to get a feel for what's the right amount of ads. Is it too many? No one's going to say it's too few. More ads. We want more ads, Johnny Mac. But, you know, if you feel like it's a little too much, give me a couple days to let it settle in. I just want to listen to them as a civilian and I'll get a feel for like, all right, relax with the commercials, whatever. So I'm just trying to figure that out. But being transparent, trying to make a buck. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries. All right, the Emmy nominations are out. The nominees for Variety Talk Series are Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Do I have to pick? I'm going to pick. Boy, I think Colbert's writing's been good, but I think Trevor Noah. I want to reward Trevor Noah for making The Daily Show his. Now, Oliver crushes every single week, but I'm going with The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. How about that? Best Comedy Series, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Dead to Me, The Good Place, Insecure, The Kominsky Method, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Schitt's Creek, What We Do in the Shadows. I will absolutely go with What We Do in the Shadows, but who's going to win here is Schitt's Creek, because I don't know why, but the media loves that show and is all over that show. So the comedy mafia, if there is such a thing, will vote for Schitt's Creek, and that's who will win there. Comedy actor, Anthony Anderson for Black-ish, Don Cheadle for Black Monday, Ted Danson for The Good Place, Michael Douglas, The Kominsky Method, Eugene Levy for Schitt's Creek, Rami Youssef for Rami. I believe Rami won last year, or did the show win, but the show Rami, or Rami himself, won something last year. They'll give it to Eugene Levy, and it's partly a career, you know, one of those career awards where you've been around a long time, and like I said, the media loves that show, so he'll win there. And comedy actress Christina Applegate, Dead to Me, Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. My phone is beeping. It's my wife. She wrote, just hi. Linda Cardinelli, Dead to Me, Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek, Issa Rae for Insecure, and Tracy Ellis Ross for Black-ish. I'm going to say it goes to Tracy Ellis Ross for Black-ish. Those are my picks, but let's see what happens. That is your comedy news for today. Subscribe on Apple or Google. Follow on Spotify. I'm going to text my wife back, and I will see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and thanks for getting it about the ads. I'll figure it all out. Thanks.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.